Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is that middle week update of what's going on in the world, what's going on in home improvement, what is happening. Thanks for joining us. Well, today's episode is brought to you by Energizer Generators, because we are on day four here at the Around the House studios with no power. We have had that ice storm that we made the national news. We're trying to compete with Texas, which isn't a good thing when you're trying to compete with Texas, because somehow they can always win that one. Well, we're day four of ice storm. We had about an inch and a quarter of freezing rain on top of about 4 inches of snow at my house. And we are on generator power for day four, so I don't even want to talk about what my fuel bill is here. But this generator is efficient. It's doing great. It's been powering my entire house. So relatively inexpensively, quite frankly, it's amazing that I don't have to go out in about every 11 hours I got to go throw gas in it. So as for as big as this generator is, I'm super happy with it. But after 4 days, though, no matter what you're running with any kind of engine, it starts to add up. And now that our fuel prices here jumped up 50 cents a gallon overnight, amazing when you get a storm, all of a sudden fuel prices go up 50 cents for the ones that are open. I don't even want to get into that one. But there has been some... interesting problems around here in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm sure it's happened in other places too. And so much so, the governor stepped up and said, hey, if you're jacking up prices above market value, then we got a problem, because there were reports of hotels going up through the roof for people that didn't want to stay in their home that had no power. And I've heard reports of $75 gas cans out there. So things are... you know, the ugly part of humanity there is stepping in. But nonetheless, we're all making it through. Now, a little public service announcement out there. We've already lost 4 people in our county as of Wednesday morning here at about 7 o'clock in the morning Pacific time that have been reported to carbon monoxide poisoning. That's because of people running generators inside, bringing in barbecues, all that stuff that we're not supposed to do. Any of those things, if there's a sticker on the outside of that generator, it's reminding you not to put it inside. Barbecues, never bring that barbecue inside. Patio heaters, don't bring those inside. You can even get carbon monoxide poisoning by taking your range and putting all 4 burners or 6 burners or 8 burners on high, because all those are supposed to have ventilation. And if you don't have power, you're not getting good ventilation. So there is some carbon monoxide, even on a well-tuned range, coming into your house. So let's not push it. And make sure that if you've got anything going on there, any kind of a gas burner going, that you've got a couple carbon monoxide detectors going that are running off battery power. It's no sense dying over a little bit of heat here that you can go out in your car and warm up with. So for us, I have no date of when we're getting power back. So it could be hopefully by the weekend. That's what I'm shooting for. We do. Dane Vodder came over last night. We did knock out a radio show. So we do have that knocked out. So that will be on Saturday. So we've got that recorded for the show. So don't worry. No best of this weekend. We're powering through this. And we've got that knocked out. And we'll be talking about some great stuff this weekend. So we'll be talking about kind of storm prep, how to get through frozen pipes, all that stuff this weekend. That's one of the big topics. And then we're going to be talking outdoor kitchens as well. Because, you know, I'm tired of thinking about winter. So we're going to talk about planning that outdoor space with blazegrills.com. We're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, how to design that outdoor kitchen, what products to put in, what products are available, and then what are the best ways to kind of plan it and go about that. So that's coming up on Saturday on Around the House with Eric G. So just everybody out there across the country, you know, if you've got frozen pipes, make sure that you know where that shutoff valve is. Stay safe out there, because I tell you what, everybody, it seems, I mean, when Houston's like at 8 degrees or whatever, that's crazy. And so that just shows how bad of low temperatures we have out there. So I want everybody to be safe. And we're going to talk a little bit more about being prepared this weekend. Just, you know, there's things that we can be doing to make sure, even for people that can't afford to be a little bit safer out there. And for so many people here in the Pacific Northwest, we figured it out this weekend. And we're still powering through it. But how do you go through and really take care of yourself when you can't depend on the utility services? I mean, I had a friend here in Oregon City, which is up the road from us here, that the gas company had to shut the gas down because they had issues. I don't know if they had power issues at the pump station or what, but whatever it was, they had no natural gas. So their backup plan was natural gas. So we'll talk about that this weekend. And I want to make sure everybody's safe. But we've got our generator going. You know, I've got the proper, generator transfer switch that we put in when we put in my electrical panel. So that's good. So we're golden there. This is one of those things that we've got it covered on my end, and we're keeping it safe. And watch that carbon monoxide, folks. Let's just keep it a little bit safe out there. For all the rest of you across the country, I know I'm talking to Portland and Seattle and Texas and a lot of places across the country that are hurting with power. I know Texas has got some rolling blackouts going. We should be a shiny example of what happens when we get winds and an inch and a quarter of freezing rain. So it can happen anywhere. So just make sure that you're prepared for that. That electricity, you know, we get so used to that power just always being there. And then when it goes away, and maybe you take another utility with it, you got to be a little bit careful. So we'll be talking about that this weekend, as well as tomorrow. I'll be doing my Pro Insider podcast. If you want to catch us anywhere and you want to go back and listen to some of our other prep shows and stuff that we talked about getting ready for disasters or even some spring projects, head back to our archive. We've got almost 1,000 shows out there that are sitting there in the interweb out there. So you can head over to aroundthehouseonline.com, take a look at the podcast over there, go back in the way machine. There's so many great episodes there to take a listen to, especially if you've got no power. Maybe you can download a few of these things off the internet and have something going off your phone and enjoy it and maybe learn a little bit DIY. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week out there. Everybody in my neighborhood, stay safe. The rest of you, stay warm. And all you guys in Southern California and Florida that are staying warm, the rest of the country is jealous. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, It realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.